Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Just Appeal this Thursday. I'm your host, Winnell, and I know each day we will be challenged, confronted, enlightened, or encouraged. But remember, the purpose for each day is to build in your personal relationship with God, to walk in obedience, working in your faith, having advocacy for those who are in need, having the time and the ability to study God's word, learning and studying God's word, just looking and being able to understand what he is saying, and of course, improving our prayer life. So hello, listeners. You can call me at Just Appeal at 213-943-3794 to voice your comments or testimony. And I am overjoyed to be with you again. I have so much to share with you and not enough time. However, I believe since our last show, God has made great strides for you and me, and for this, I am extremely thankful. So, you know, last week's show, we talked about functioning in dysfunction, and I encourage every listener to ask God what the dysfunction was in their life, not to be scared, right? Well, when I say God laid it on me, I was getting ready, y'all. He laid it on me. Here I'm thinking, oh, not me, really, at least not in this season. I don't think I'm in dysfunction, but I can list at least five things I was walking in causing dysfunction in my life, and I would like to share with you in hopes you will not feel alone, and of course, as a testimony of what God will do and can do. So the first one was mismanagement overall. Number two, the controlling spirit trying to destroy my livelihood. Yes, destroy, y'all. Controlling spirit. And I used to be prideful about that thing. Okay, so which leads me to what? Number three, pride. Yeah, okay. Moving on. Yeah, I was shaking my head on that one. Number four was a lack of humility. And number five was functioning in impatience. So you already know that is not one of the fruits of the spirit, impatience, but I was doing that more frequently than I would like to admit. And I'm going to give you the bonus one, projecting flaws. Let me say that again, projecting flaws or making excuses for my behavior. Now, yes, I have more, but I'm just going to share those. Those are my top six with you, so you know that you are not alone again. So those are the things that God pointed out in my life as functioning in the dysfunction, and I wanted to let you know this is what's bringing me to our topic on today, which is pursuing peace. Now that God has given us all these things to understand as far as repent about it, how can you do better, is now to pursue the peace after, you know, you feel convicted. You're not supposed to feel condemnation. Now, I'm not going to lie. I felt somebody was stepping on my chest after he just told me about myself. But I'm thankful because he helped me to understand it's not over. So keep it moving. So last week, we were talking about Jezebel and her man Ahab, right? But we barely got to focus on a man named Jehu who was a king, and that's what we're going to focus on today. So call me at 213-394-3794, 213-943-3794. Again, you can check out Just Appeal's blog at justappealsblog.blogspot.com and feeding your day with God's word, just giving you encouragement, just thinking about certain things to help you just meditate on God's word. And it's there, available, free, so check it out. Again, the lines are open. Call at 213-943-3794 and tell me what you are thinking. We air every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. And, y'all, I am so excited because we are almost at episode 50. Yes. Did my voice get that high? Yes, it did. 50. That is straight up the Lord. Glory. Okay, y'all, let's turn your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 9. Now, I'm going to come out the Amplified today because when I was reading the King James Version, I didn't want anybody to be confused if you don't have the King James Version right in front of your face. So this is what is stated in 2 Kings chapter 9, turning to verse 21. And remember, we are talking about a kingdom that is under, well, technically it is a part of God's kingdom, but the king is just jacked up, okay? So it's Jezebel and Ahab. You hear a lot about Jezebel, but you rarely hear about her husband Ahab, who was extremely disappointing, but he was disobedient, and he was very wicked in God's eyes. So let's go there. So, let me add this too. So after they're in trouble, because Jezebel's like, I'm going to take care of my man. She's doing a whole lot of abominations to her God Baal, and God's like, oh, no, you won't, boo. No, you won't. This destruction coming your way. And guess what? Since y'all functioning in dysfunction, I'm going to send somebody. So let's go to verse 21 right now. Then Joram said, harness the chariot. When they harnessed his chariot, horses, Joram, king of Israel, and Isaiah, king of Judah, went out, each in his chariot, and they went out to meet Jehu, this is the new king, and met him on the property of Naboth the Jezreelite. 22. When Joram saw Jehu, he said, did you come in peace? Listen to what I'm saying, Jehu. And he answered, what peace can exist as long as the fornications of your mother Jezebel and her sorceries are so many? Okay, so that is the moment we are on the sidelines for, okay? What peace can exist as long as the fornications of your mother Jezebel and her sorceries are so many? Pursuing the peace. Are you guys singing this? Because God has sent someone to get the peace back, okay? He sent someone named Jehu, and if you continue to read this story, Jezebel literally is thrown out the window and dies immediately. And Ahab, his kids are killed. It's because they were in trouble. They were not doing what God says. And this is the key thing about the sorceries. We have to recognize there are evil wickedness in high places on this earth as we speak. We have talked about that again and again, and it's not going to stop until Jesus comes and just takes them all out. So with that said, when you're looking in your own life and you see that you might be operating in dysfunction, let's try to target, who is God sending? Is he sending one to you, or are you the person to stop the dysfunction? What? Yes, y'all. Yes. And what I put in my notes, who, or is he using you to stop the dysfunction in your everything? Because keep in mind, I just listed six, and I didn't even tell y'all everything that he told me that I needed to get out of my life as far as this dysfunction. But when I say everything, we're talking about spiritual, mental, physical, your job, family, relationships, circumstances, and you have to dive in everyone, uncover what is the dysfunction, because whatever the dysfunction is, we know that it can be eliminated. How do we know that? Because you better recognize that Jesus is the one to take away the what? Dysfunction, to help you function in peace. Hallelujah. And I was thinking to myself, well, if you are already saved and if you believe Jesus Christ is your Lord, okay, what does that mean exactly? If you already got him, well, that's what we're going to dive on to today. So if you have any dysfunction in your life, please call at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794, and just tell me what you're thinking. So that question was on my mind, like, okay, Lord, here I got dysfunction going on. How are you going to help me? Oh, okay, he told me. Y'all, he told me. You better turn to Psalm 34, verse 14. Okay, Psalm 34, verse 14. And it says, depart from evil and do good, seek peace, and pursue it. Yes, seek peace and pursue it. So you mean peace ain't going to be knocking at my door? Nope, not exactly. We have to continue to pursue the peace daily, if not 50 million times a day. And you know what? Guess what? It says in the Bible as well, we are who? Peacemakers. So listen, it's not about doing this kumbaya, and it means like we're just shutting evil out, we have to ignore it. No, it means that we must look and ask the Lord to check us in those areas, okay? So I'm just going to play if then scenario. If Jezebel would have listened and said to God, you know what? Yeah, I've been doing a lot of wickedness. You did send me your prophet Elijah. Yes, you did. And I just continue to go crazy in what I believe. But, Lord, I'm going to repent for everything, and I'm going to turn away from my wicked ways. And I'm going to denounce the Baal God. Guess what could have happened or would have happened? She would have been chilling. Why? Because she repented and she recognized everything that she was doing was wrong. But you see, Jezebel, even after her husband gets gone and passed away, and I know that's horrible English, but goes on, she's still having the sorceries. She's still in the position of authority, and her sons are now following in her footsteps. And one thing I'm starting to see about our Lord and Savior, just God in general, he don't stop it. You will not just carry on. And you can look in Revelation. Obviously, he's going to stop Satan in due time. He knows when he's going to do it, but he will stop the evil. So let's just jump on the train and join him and be peacemakers and to have peace in our home. So you're asking, Wendell, how do I do that? How do I do that? Well, I'm going to tell you this. What I'm finding out, this thing takes time, all right? We have to fast. We have to pray. We have to praise him. We have to worship. We have to reflect. We have to repent. And then it goes again and again. Those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things I just mentioned has to be a cycle in our lives for these things to go. And believe me, I can testify that God is working. As soon as I begin to say, you know what, I am a part of this, I am a part of this dysfunction, and I admitted my wrongs. I didn't necessarily need somebody to rub my back. I took the spanking, and I was like, okay, Lord, I need you to help me out here. And it was overnight. It's as if he hit a switch. It's like, here you go. Because I'm telling you, y'all, blessings are beyond what we could ever imagine. And when I say blessings, I am not talking about the physical things that we can see with our eyes, taste, smell, hear. I am talking about the spiritual blessings that is already stated in Ephesians that we already have. And these spiritual blessings are not just for me, but they're blessings for other people that I'm just witnessing. And I'm just like, wow, Lord, you're just totally renewing my mind. And that's a part of getting the dysfunction out of our lives, is renewing our mind according to who Jesus Christ, of course. And I want to leave you with this too. This is a lifestyle, okay? This is something we cannot, and I don't even think we are able to, just put on the shelf. You know how Jesus talks about being lukewarm? Now you got to be either or, hot or cold, but just don't be lukewarm. It is hard to just honestly say this is a wrap, because God loves us so much, y'all. Like, he wants us to function in the peace that is given unto us. And of course, as it says in Galatians about the fruits of the Spirit, it is working in peace. That is a part of the Holy Spirit just residing in us and allowing us. This is available to you, but you're going to have to work for this thing. What does that mean? Your flesh has to die. You have to deny yourself, follow whom? Jesus and take up your cross. Okay? Although I'm making this maybe a little comical, but with everything I listed, that was slapping in the face. Like, it left a sting. And I'm talking about things I know I have done for years with the S on end. And guys is looking at my life like, you got to get this together. And the maturity that he's put me in at the moment just allowed me to say, you know what? Okay, well, you, of course, you're right. You're always right. However, I'm going to have to submit to you on this one because I can't do this on my own. There's no self-help books good enough. There's no exercise good enough. There's no food good enough. There's no relationship good enough for me to just say, okay, well, I'm going to do it my way, throw in the towel, and it's going to make it work. No, it doesn't. It doesn't work. It doesn't. And I hope y'all get that real quick. It does not work, okay? You have to be renewed in your mind. So that pursuit of peace takes hours. Let's talk about that. Hours, possibly within a day. I have a very, well, let's put it like this. I have a favorite. Well, I don't want to say he's my favorite, but there is a pastor or preacher who has passed away, and I have talked about him before. His name is Stephen Darby, and I'm thankful that I was able to see him alive for, I guess, the last year of his life, and he died young, but I just remember him telling his congregation and his YouTube audience that he would pray for hours, sometimes all night, sometimes all morning, but I think specifically all night because his wife would hear him praying. And I'm thinking, like, what? Did it take all of that? But when I tell you, y'all listen to him and what God was pouring into him, yes, it took all of that. So he would just talk about why he would pray so long, because it was this peace that he was seeking, not just for himself, but it was his congregation and, of course, the people that he talked to. He received major revelation, and it's beyond even people are talking about what he talked about then, and I'm talking about years ago, and it's happening now. But my point is this, y'all, we have to work for this. It is not where we can just lay there and be a bump on a log and just go for the goal. It is work, and it requires the Holy Spirit to give us the strength, to give us the tenacity, to give us the oomph, the instruction to say, this is how you do it, and this is how you do it well. So I just want to encourage you, please don't feel a certain type of way when God shows you the dysfunction, because we know that he disciplines us. He disciplines his children, those that he loves. So he's trying to tell you, get your act together so you can have more in this kingdom. And let's talk about that, the rewards that he gives onto us. I wish we would just get out of the mindset of rewards are always here on earth, such as like what we can see, like the house and the cars, I don't know, family, marriage, whatever. It is beyond that. It is more of the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We talked about that in Daniel, how when he was obedient, he received those things, and then the king gave him the robes and the jewelry. But what he received from heaven was some straight-up wisdom, the prophecy for a whole entire world, global government falling down. Okay, y'all gotta read y'all's Bible. That's what he received, and he was so nervous, like, what? And then, you know, angels talking to him, like, look, bro, we about to fight all these demons trying to get to you. It's taking us 21 days, but God heard you, and you have favor. So that's the position that we want to be in. That's the position of seeking peace. And I have heard, oh my gosh, some fantastic testimonies in these past 7 days. You guys would not believe how awesome God is doing. But what I kept hearing in these mouths was, it was what God had did in their heart. It wasn't what they had received. It wasn't even what was taken away from them. It was what God had placed in their heart, and it was the changing of the heart of the matter. And that has sparked a do see in their lives. Hallelujah. And I just want to give God the glory. And he's doing the same thing for myself. And so now that we're on this train, nobody's trying to stop. We are trying to stay on 50 miles per hour if it goes up to 80 miles per hour. But we want to stay on the train and be on the path where God wants to take us. Hallelujah. So here are my takeaways, y'all. Okay. You got to pursue the peace. And with my entire explanation, sometimes it's just not easy. You got to pursue it with your tears. You got to pursue it with hard steps that are painful. They're hurtful. There's things that you have to confront that are extremely uncomfortable. And sometimes you just don't even want to look in that direction. But God is basically telling you, here it is. The peace is right before you. But you're going to have to work for it. Work for it. Peace that surpasses well all understanding. Because you know why you have to work? Let's talk about that. You have to work because you got this enemy over here trying to discourage you. He's trying to traumatize you. He's trying to torment you. He's trying to terrorize you. So that's where the work comes in. I'm not saying you work for your faith. No, your faith pleases God. But believe me, if your faith pleases God, your faith is displeasing who? Satan. So he's going to try to throw every curve in to do it. And let's be real, y'all. He got his little troops in order, and there's principalities on different levels. And do not be surprised. Let's talk about it. Do not be surprised if some of them things trying to pop up, because he's very subtle. This is not baby food. Like, he's going to throw it at you, okay? However, because you have who living in you? Christ is greater than the one who's in the world. So you don't have to fret. You don't have to run away. You don't have to fear, because God has given you a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And that's how you won't destroy this Satan. Hallelujah. All right. So, of course, the peace is not always easy in the beginning. But once you get that engine roaring, you get this momentum, you get this power, y'all, it's just like working out. I don't know about you, but you get this. I'm going to do this thing. And guess what? There's no stopping you. Hallelujah. There is no stopping. Once you recognize how to tap in and stay, let's talk about it, tap in, you're going to keep it moving. Amen. Earlier, I didn't mention that after this dysfunction, reflection must come, and you just got to repent. You got to repent, y'all. That's what happened with Ahab. God gave that man some time, and he didn't repent. Jezebel outlasted her husband. She outlasted her husband, and she still didn't repent. And her death was just, horrific. Oh, my gosh. You got to read that again. That's some fear of the Lord, straight up. But that's a part of God's grace and mercy to just his time, the time to just come to him before it is too late. Just know that there is a time where it is just too late, okay? So don't take this grace and mercy and time for granted, because he is waiting for people to repent, because that's a part of your reward. Once you repent, hey, it's all falling out onto you, glory. And I'm telling you, let's talk about before I repented. I just felt this pressure on my chest. Y'all, I'm telling you, it wasn't painful, but I just felt so weak. Like, if I don't repent, this thing is going to destroy me. It's going to take me out. This will be a part of my destruction if I'm so prideful and just keeping this to myself and not recognizing that God is telling me the truth in so many different ways with so many different resources. So I really just had to just shake my head, feeling extremely remorseful, and I released it. I was just like, Lord, forgive me. I am sorry. And then I had to go back. Oh, let's not talk about that. But I had to go back and just ask for forgiveness. And another part, too, was just admit it out loud. Like, yes, I have been XYZ. And y'all, that was not easy. But when the words fell out of my mouth, talk about some humility, what would do? It was just like, thank you, Lord. Humility. I was reading another person I follow who is Kevin L.A. Ewing. Y'all got to check him out because I found him on accident, but it wasn't on accident because clearly God was just like, here you go. But he posts messages in his community board on YouTube, and he has said to his followers or whoever's listening, he said that honor, of course, and it's biblical, honor is the keynote speaker for humility. And with humility, you will receive the promotion. When I say promotion, I am talking about in the Lord. I'm not talking about what's on your resume, on your paper. I'm talking about the promotion in the Lord. Amen. Oh, I want to share this testimony. I think I have enough time. And but the pride will cause destruction in your life. It will destroy you. So once I heard that again, and of course it's in various places in the Bible, specifically in Proverbs, about humility. I said, okay, Lord, I need you to honor me because nobody's going to try to live this life without you, glory. So when these words fumbled out my mouth, it was so much peace. Oh, my gosh, y'all. I felt like my body just relaxed. The tension and stress was totally gone, and this weight just rose upon, and I'm talking spiritually, y'all. Y'all know, y'all should know what I'm talking about. It was just this relief because Jesus, it says, well, his yoke is what? Light and easy. So it was definitely a process, and I didn't get it all at one time, the complete picture. So let's talk about this quickly before it's time for me to go. But one thing I also recognized too, a part of the process, it took some time, y'all. I mean, God did not give me the puzzle pieces all at one time. I might have had a 500, no, let's talk about a 1,000 piece puzzle going on in this little heart of mine. And he was like, okay, here's one piece of it, here's another, and it all started to come together where I could see very clearly what my dysfunction was. And sometimes it was bite size, you know, dinner portions where he would give me revelation and wisdom. And it's always good. I'm telling you, you cannot do this on your own. Some people were handing me the puzzle pieces. Hallelujah. So I could put the puzzle pieces together. Even when I wasn't sure, God would give them revelation to explain it to me. This is what it is. So it's just amazing how he works amongst his people, amongst his church, his bride. Hallelujah. So I definitely want to let you know, he completes the puzzle. And I know, and I don't have it all right now, but I'm just going to work with what he has given me right now. And I'm going to bless him. I'm going to praise unto him because he's been awesome and amazing. Glory unto him. So, like I said, pursue the peace. It's very easy. As it says in Psalms 34:14, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it, and it shall come unto you. So guess what? Next week, we're going to talk about that reflection. That reflection is real, y'all. So that was a part of the puzzle as well. That's probably 50,000 pieces in my puzzle. The reflection, and y'all, I got so much to say about that, but I'm going to wait till next Thursday. That's where it will all go down. We'll talk about that, and just be blessed. I'll give you nothing but positive thoughts when it comes to knowing who your God is, because he's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of you. He will rock you when you are in distress. He will pat your back when you need encouragement. He will cleanse your heart when you feel a little ping, like, ugh. But he's going to do it all because that's who we serve. Nothing is impossible. with him. So be blessed. Talk to y'all next Thursday. Winnell signing off.